If you saw something very specific that the Holy Spirit gave you when I was going over those lists and those things, okay, you saw something very specific, and you've had pretty much of the other teaching maybe, so to really know, oh, this is it. You totally get this thing, getting the scale out of the way, all right? And you see it. Like you see it so much, you absolutely refuse to leave here tonight with it. You're the only ones that want to come up. The rest of you, we're going to bind it. Let me do that. I'm going to bind this now. This is for the reason I bind it, if this is new to you, this really happens. When this stuff gets exposed, it'll start bugging you. So we bind it. It's biblical to bind it. There's two things you do with spirits. You bind them or you cast them out. Unless it's the Holy Spirit, then you like love it. Yay. Your human spirit's not going anywhere. Heaven or hell when the time comes. All right. So what you do is you bind it. And that means basically it's angels stand there and put guards and it can't bug you. All right? If you have a problem, you just bind it. If God lets you see some of it, see what it is, then bind it. Unless you want to just cast out yourself. You can if you really see it and hate it, all right? I've had phone calls this week of people crying, and we've had to bind it. It helps, doesn't it? It really works. It really works when you bind it, okay? This is all spiritual. I mean, I know church it tries to stay in the soulish realm, but honestly, let's go after the spirit and change. Let's go after the wrong spirits and change things, okay? So if you've never done the altar call to get free from the superior-inferior thing, you've got to do that first. Let me just get you to renounce. Let's all renounce it together. It won't hurt to renounce it again. Everybody say, Lord Jesus, thank you for setting me free from this superior-inferior, comparing, contending lifestyle that we have in the world. I thank you that I'm in the kingdom of God, where there's no such thing. There's the creator and the creation. And I'm the creation. And God, you're the creator. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So I renounce the world system. I break the power of it right now. And I declare my freedom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Whoa. I felt that, so some people got free. I believe God's going to say something. Now, let me say, if you've been struggling with a religious spirit, this could be a big time to get free, because if you're coming off that scale, everything that's involved in that you no longer want and see has to go. Whoa! I mean, it has to go. It's going in the name of Jesus. It has no authority to stay. And it's just got to get out of here. All right, here we go. Let's say it if you mean it. Lord knows if you do. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for being jealous, for misjudging you, for thinking that there wasn't enough blessing for everyone, for thinking that you played favorites, for thinking I was a favorite. For thinking I was nothing. Father, I thank you that I am your creation. I thank you for the privilege of being created to fellowship with you, to know you, to fall in love with you. I thank you, God, for the price you paid. Lord Jesus, for the price you paid, for dying for me, for the Creator himself coming in creation to bring restoration to the whole human race if they just receive you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for getting these marks off my life. I thank you for the work of sanctification. I thank you for loving me. God, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for loving everyone. I thank you for how full of love you are. Forgive me for not seeing you correctly. I forgive everyone the enemy has used to set up this junk in my life, to make me feel jealous, envious, superior, or inferior. I forgive myself for how I've hurt people with all this junk. God, thank you for setting me free. God, you own me. You are the only one who can be jealous and it be a good thing. I thank you that you're jealous for me. Whoa! I thank you that I'm your possession. I thank you that you just absolutely want to take care of me. And Lord, I want to surrender to your perfect will. Forgive me for touching your glory. Forgive me for judging your creation. For touching others. Set me free from all of this. And let me just enjoy my life in you. And then glorify yourself through me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father, we're asking for every single jealous, bitter, envious demon to come out. And I'm speaking a divine, supernatural inner healing, whoa, of the broken places because of these things. And I speak right now to every area in anyone's heart of a hurt place. I speak right now to every small child that felt abandoned, every small child that felt unloved, every small child that compared themselves and never added up, every child who felt they were superior and trying to please daddy or mommy or whoever. I speak right now to those children, those areas in the mind that have been bottled up into that place, that have been stopped in that place. And I speak the wholeness of God right now. And I just see the Lord Jesus Christ standing before you. And I just see him taking you, some of you from very infant stages, some of you even conception. And I just see him putting his arms around you saying, there's enough love for you and everybody else in the world. There's enough love for you and everybody else in the world. There's enough gifts and talents put into your life to just completely glorify me. There's enough finances for everything I have for your life. There's enough of everything because I am everything and I am your everything. And I just see now all the way through the ages of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whoa, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whoa, 13, 14. I just see the young girls and the young men feeling like that person got the boyfriend because of their looks and that person got the girlfriend because of their athletic ability. And I just see the Lord saying, no, 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 no. I'm in charge of who you're with. I'm in charge of who you should be with. I'm in charge. It has nothing to do with any of those things. And I see the Lord healing right now, healing that hurt area, healing that lie, healing that low self-esteem, healing that area. I just see a really strong age right here of inner healing happening. 13, 14, whoa, 15. I just see a healing coming to someone who wasn't invited to the prom and was so envious of the other girls in their prom dresses and just so crushed inside. They didn't even say, I'll never wear a dress. I don't even want to wear a dress. I just break the power. Of that gender problem. I just break a power right now of that bitterness. I just break the power right now of that tomboyish thing, whoa, that came in because of feeling rejected and not feeling pretty enough. I just break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Ooh, and I speak healing over every area of the jealousy that you couldn't make the football team, the jealousy that you couldn't get into the college that you wanted to get in. And I just right now speak inner healing, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21 years old. I just speak inner healing right now in all the areas that you felt like something was wrong with you, so you didn't get that college scholarship, you felt that something was wrong with you, you didn't make the team, you felt that something was wrong with you and you weren't married yet, you didn't get that person. I speak healing to all those areas. I see Jesus just holding you right there. Just, you know what that thing is. Just see yourself right there in that age and just see God say, no, it was never about that. It's always been about me. It's always been about me and my will and asking me and getting in my will. It's always been about me. It's never about that. No, they weren't the reason you didn't get that. No, that wasn't the reason you didn't win that. That wasn't it. That wasn't why. Whoa, I'm the one in charge if you'd let me be in charge. Get out of that system. Get out of that system. I even see the Lord taking some of you in those ages and pulling you, that scale's like standing right there. It's just a demon. It's just demons. It's just a horrible, nasty looking like demon just with green greed all over him and with red just murder and hate all over him. I see like a almost like a totem pole of demonic figures just going, no, you need to be here. You need to add up. You don't add up. Oh, you need to be here. You need to be the good one. Oh, you need to be here. Look how much better you are. I just see that total. And I see the Lord Jesus going right over to it. I see him hugging you, say, wait here a minute. Wait here a minute. And I see him looking at it. He goes, I speak healing right now. He's pulling his hand out to you. He goes, I speak healing right now. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, let me look at all everybody's, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, and just in case, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, and the whole thing, I speak here. Healing right now, and I see the Lord looking at you. He's holding you by one hand. I see him, and he's got a Holy Ghost lighter, and he's flicking it right now, and he's looking at the totem pole. Whoa! And I see him. Oh no, he goes, I don't need that. And he says, all I have to do is speak, and out of my mouth comes fire. And he's looking right now, and he says, you're coming down tonight, you spirit of envy and jealousy. Down! Whoa! Show! Whoa! Whoa! Show! Whoa! Shh! Whoa! Shh! Shh! Yay, God! Show! Now, don't be jealous if you didn't fall. We're going to go ahead and pray for you right now. Let me have a few catchers. Whoa! Shh! Lord, bring healing to the rest. Down, out, show. Just to out now in the name of Jesus. Shh. You need to see this jealousy if you stood behind stupor. Out now in the name of Jesus. Out now. This is a big one with you now in the name of Jesus. Out now in the name of Jesus. Out now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Out now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Out now in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Whoa. What's that? You have called us. Lord, begin to get this out of her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, begin to get this out of her in a powerful way in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let her get off of that scale. Out in the name of Jesus. Whoa. Stand up. Get her up. If you need to renounce fake spirituality, you need to really hate it right now. Renounce it. You need to hate it. It was a place you found where you could.